from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 140 dead in Syria. ISIS claims responsibility. Russia on Monday condemned a series of deadly bombings in Syria, saying the attacks are aimed at derailing peace efforts. Russia's foreign ministry said in a statement the terrorist attacks, which were claimed by Islamic State, need an adequate reaction from the international community. Multiple bombings in Damascus killed at least 83 people Sunday, while bombs in homes killed another 59 people. The blast came as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a provisional agreement has been reached with Russia for an end to hostilities in Syria. Trinity University Middle East scholar David Lesh says this is encouraging news, but a ceasefire will not be easy to implement.
The problem with any sort of cessation of hostilities is that there are so many players involved in creating the cessation of violence that it creates many opportunities for spoilers.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his government is ready to take part in a ceasefire as long as it is not being used by militants to reinforce their positions. Police in Uganda arrested opposition leader Kizza Besigye again Monday, days after he lost a presidential election he says was fraudulent. Mr. Besigye had planned to go Monday to the headquarters of the Electoral Commission in Kampala to collect evidence as he weighs whether to file a legal challenge. Authorities also raided his party's headquarters and seized data that party officials used for their own tally of the votes. Besigye was arrested multiple times in the last week and throughout the lead-up to Thursday's election that gave President Yoweri Museveni another term in office. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA.